AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Democrats continue to talk as they work to fill in the framework of President Biden's $1.75 trillion social services climate change spending plan.
We're on a path to get this all done.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They have text. The text is up. You know, people have said, I want to see text. The text is up. The text is up for review.
Biden, before heading out for Europe, notes the compromise.
No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is. That's consensus. And that's what I ran on.
House progressives not pleased that paid leave has again been left out of the mix. Washington State Representative Pramila Jayapal.
Paid leave is not in the framework that the president laid out. And it's breaking our hearts. And we hope maybe something changes. But at least with the framework that is there, we can endorse that in principle.
Jayapal and other progressives withholding their support from the companion $1 trillion infrastructure bill until all Senate Democrats are committed to Biden's measure. The president has arrived in Rome, the start of a five-day foreign trip that includes G20 and climate change summits. Facebook changing its company name at a time Mark Zuckerberg's online platform draws criticism and scrutiny.
The new name is Meta.
The word Meta comes from the Greek word meaning beyond.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the beyond includes a virtual computer-generated space.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
Zuckerberg says metaverse isn't here yet.
Some of the basic building blocks are here, though.
Skeptics say Zuckerberg appears to be trying to divert attention away from Facebook's problems. The Real Facebook Oversight Board, a watchdog group, says the name change is meaningless, adding Facebook is destroying our democracy and is the world's leading peddler of disinformation and hate. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump will campaign for the Republican in the Virginia governor's race.
Former President Donald Trump plans to wade into the hotly contested Virginia governor's race with a tele-rally planned for Monday, Election Eve. Trump will stump for Republican Glenn Youngkin, although they will not appear together, according to a person familiar with Trump's plans. Youngkin is neck and neck with Democrat Terry McAuliffe. Tuesday night... Trump backers interrupted President Joe Biden during a McAuliffe campaign event in Arlington, Virginia. Afterwards, Trump wrote, "Thank you, Arlington. See you soon." I'm Mike Rossi.
This is not a Trump rally. We let him holler.
Oklahoma ends a six-year execution moratorium. 60-year-old John Marion Grant convulsed and vomited after the first of three drugs, a sedative, was injected. He was declared unconscious about 15 minutes after that and dead some 6 minutes later. Grant was sentenced to death for the 1998 stabbing death of a prison cafeteria worker. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.